personal freedom, bio-individual health, mindset, lifestyle, movement, relationships, happiness. Join me on the journey of optimizing your reality into a happy, healthy, and more fulfilling life. My name is Gary Tirola, and this is Optimize Your Life. What's going on, beautiful people? I'm coming to you from my cupboard, which has turned into my podcast studio, which is pretty epic in its own right. I get to embed myself in all the clothes. And I'm dropping in here with really a little bit of wisdom and teachings that I've learned from my mentors and guides and teachers this week. And I really advocate the use of identifying who in the world that you really look up to, or identifying who in the world that you really appreciate the way they live life. You don't really have to copy that. But identifying who that person is that has done the work that you want to do, is living the life that you want to live, whether that's having a family, being happy with a family, being happy without a family, living in nature, living in a mansion, flying jets, driving many cars, riding a bicycle, whatever the case is, a certain type of fitness goal, a certain type of an emotional goal, a certain type of relationship that someone's having with their partner, a certain type of business, because success leaves clues. And I've always been taught that by a really good mentor of mine, Preston Smiles. And the thing is, success always leaves clues. So if it's leaving clues, can we just go back and look at the steps that all these successful people took over a period of maybe 5, 10, 15, 20, 45 years, and try to read their books, watch their videos, watch their movies, follow them on Instagram, follow them on Facebook, and really absorb all the lessons that they are handing over to us pretty much for free. We live in a world where really everything is free nowadays. I think 99% of all information is 100% free. And believe it or not, that's also a marketing tactic that most of your experts and professionals out there won't tell you this in person, but they're offering 99 to 99.9% of all the information for free. A lot of the information that they are imparting through their social media channels, through their website, through their YouTube channel, whatever the case is kind of riddled and included into their courses and coaching and all these kind of products that they're selling. The difference with actually buying and getting involved in a group, it's you committing to yourself and you're setting yourself an accountability measurement with the person and with yourself, which is the other half of personal growth. It is the other half of gaining traction towards your success. But I'm going to drop in here like a really simple kind of two-step process, which I've started embodying a lot more lately. And that is about following our exact inner desires and really those deep desires and those deep wants that we want to have in our life. Yeah, you see, we all like, we've got this like narrative in the modern day world where we are working hard, working 14-hour days, working, and trying to, in order to save money. So in order to, at 65, we can lie on a beach in Fiji. And now you get other people that work 14-hour days because they're working on their mission. The difference here is the one person knows their mission, and the work is not really signifying who they are. The work is just an extension of their willingness to do everything and move mountains to embody their mission in their life, because their mission lights them up. And that's kind of the first step. It's like, what are the wants in your life that you're not including in your life? And you can kind of make a whole list of these and write them down. And I want this, and I want that, and I want this, and I want that. And you can, it probably starts off with all the material items that you want and want and want. And then eventually you run out of space on the page, or you run out of ideas, and then you start getting to the deeper stuff, you know? And when you start getting to the deeper stuff, those are your innate desires that want to come out and shine. And in order to get there, we need to start being very intentional with telling the universe of exactly the things that we want. So when something comes up and it's like, I just got this gut feel, Like, I want to go outside right now. It's 2 p.m. on a Wednesday, and I just want to go outside and lie on the grass and read my book. Yet the brain comes in and it's like, what are you thinking? Are you fucking crazy? It's the middle of the work week. Are you really going to just stop working and go outside for 30 minutes? And here's my advice. Go do it. Go be crazy. Go get crazy and go lie in the grass and read your book. Now, me just saying that, you're probably thinking, Gary, that sounds crazy on its own. Just you reiterating that, because that's not crazy. And that's what I'm saying. It's not crazy. Yet we are looking at our wants and desires, especially the little ones, the little things where we get the gut feel to go for a swim. You know, instead of going to the gym this morning, going for a walk on the beach. A friend popping into our head and we're having the notion that maybe we should call them. You know, we haven't spoken to them in a while. And I'm actually having that moment right now, which tells me straight after this, I'm going to jump on a call and phone her. So when we tap into that, what we are telling the universe is, universe, I'm ready. I'm ready to answer to all my wants and desires. That's exactly what I want in life. It's not just about the material outcomes. It's not just about the material gifts. It's about everything and anything in between. And it's about everything in life. So when you drop in those signals and those cues of, here's a little want, do this, do that, do this, I'm going to go with that. Because the second I don't go with those wants and desires, what am I telling the universe? I'm telling the universe that I don't want my wants and desires. And I only want my wants and desires that are my massive 10-year goals, or my massive 20-year goals. But in order to get to those 10 and 20 and 30-year goals, we need to start getting into alignment with the things that we want and letting go of the things that we don't want. Because the things that we don't want and we keep doing on repetition is creating a repetitive life of just blah. A repetitive life of an underwhelming feeling of living. You know that feeling that everyone wants to get away from? You know, like that it's kind of become the narrative of like the Monday to Friday, just mundane kind of feeling, because I have to go to a job that I don't really like. And even though I know I don't like the job, I'm not going to leave it because I'm so focused and obsessed with the art of getting money. Or should I say just the action of getting money, because I need money to buy groceries and I justify this whole list because I need this job but at the end of the day, it's really not about the resources. It's about asking yourself, are you resourceful? And how can you be resourceful to create a life that you want and desire and still bring in some money? And can you start doing this on the side of a job? So if you don't like a job, can you start hustling and doing something on the side? Something that's going to bring you light and joy, not money. Because the side effect of light and joy and happiness and flow and alignment will be money. It will be a soul partner. It will be that house that you want. It will be that car that you want. Those are the side effects. Yet we're making the side effects the main focus. We're making the side effects the goal. So let's rewind and go back to what I mentioned in the beginning. Two questions, right? And these questions are, one, answer the question, what do I want? And two, action that want. So many of us don't want to action that. We've maybe asked ourselves, what do we want? But we don't get in there, we don't go deep, and we don't action that. We don't put massive action in place to do that. Massive action, because massive action is what is going to get us there. And here's the thing. You have to become rich on the inside before you become rich on the outside. Rich on the outside is a side effect of becoming rich on the inside. It's a side effect of being happy inside. And happiness is only brought to us by our desires and our wants and our needs in our life. The little things like going to watch the sunset, watching the sunrise, laughing with friends and having a community and moving your body and eating cool foods that vibrate you at a higher level and don't make you heavy after that meal. Can we just look at the things that we've already done in our life that have made us happy and try and repeat those? Can we look at the things that have made our mentors and leaders happy? Happier, more successful, and try and bring those tactics and those strategies into our life? Because really, success is based on happiness and, more than that, fulfillment. And it's just about asking the right questions. We're trying to answer so many questions. We're trying to find the answer. Yet, the irony is that the change is within the question.